you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
you Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Mic's aren't on.
No, mic's not on.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't help.
Helps if you turn the mic on before you start talking.
It does. Happy Wednesday, Roo.
Is it Wednesday already?
It is. Wow. It is Wednesday.
You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And life with you is always fun.
Is it? It's always interesting, that's for sure.
It's fun.
Fun and interesting.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Never boring?
No.
Fun.
Fun. Do you enjoy your day at home?
Sunday?
Watching the game by yourself.
Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Jonathan came over and watched the game with me.
Yeah. So, see, because you can't stand being by yourself.
I like being alone for like 30, 40 minutes.
and then he's done.
And I'm done.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. When I go to work.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I'm pretty much alone for 10 hours.
Yeah, there's nobody there, huh?
I mean, I drive. I leave here at 5:30 and get to work at 7.
Hopefully.
And, I sit there at my desk all day, and then I leave at 4, and I get home at 6. And so I don't really talk to anybody. Some days I don't talk to anybody until 6.
You talk to people on the phone.
Yeah, but I call you, and I call Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, there are days when, just I'm sitting there working away, and I mean, I'm not saying I don't say a word, but there's not really any jocular interaction.
Jocular interaction.
Right.
Okay.
But I try to see Sam or my brother on days I'm in Dallas, but I can't do it every day because they're always wanting to go eat, and I can't do that anymore. So.
Why can't you do that?
Because I limit that. I told Sam that today he was wanting to come see me and talk about Cowboys, and I'm like, sorry, dude.
Well, he can come, and you just eat your lunch.
I'm too tempted. Because he said, well, meet me at Dickie's. Because I didn't bring a lunch. So then I got to go to Dickie's and eat my lunch. Well, I don't have that kind of willpower.
Well, I'm sorry. You should.
I've done it a couple of times, but I have to eat before I go.
Well, then do that. I mean, don't give up hanging out with Sam.
But I'm not giving it up. I'm just trying to limit it to like once a week. And then see my brother like once every other week. And I work out too. So it's
Yeah. Your brother's going to be really busy here pretty soon.
Yeah. He's going to be
exhausted and you're never going
to
see him.
So Sunday Faith went to the baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a lot of fun. You played a diaper game.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never done this game at a baby. I've been to a lot of baby showers.
So they pooped in a bunch of diapers and you had to determine what the baby ate.
Yeah. Basically.
Is that how it worked?
No. It wasn't just, like
by
5 or 6.
By smelling the diaper?
It was 19 newborn diapers.
19 dirty diapers?
Well, but they were melted candy bars.
Oh, melted candy bars. But melted candy bars.
Your mom and I.
Yeah, they threw one in the 19, though, didn't they? Surely they threw one in the 19 that wasn't a candy bar.
No, 18 was hot chocolate.
They should have put one in there. If I'd have been doing the game.
I know.
There'd have been one in there that was.
Yeah, would have been disgusting. But it was bad enough as it was because it was really gross anyway.
Organic.
And you had to smell them to find out, is there caramel in that? Is that a Snickers or is that a Twix? What is there, a wafer in there? By the time I was halfway done, your mom and I were both about ready to throw up. We were sick to our stomach. It was
just from your ovaries?
Just from the smell of all the chocolate.
Hmm.
But I did pretty good. Out of 19, I got 11 right. Hmm. I didn't think I'd do the good. I don't know my candy very well. But no, it was Brad would have gotten them all right.
Right.
I didn't even know what the Tootsie Roll was. Seriously.
I might have missed the hot chocolate. I don't know that I got the hot chocolate.
I didn't get the hot chocolate. Helen got it right. Her and Jen got 11. Same as me. I thought Jen would do way better than me. But I was surprised.
But candy bars pretty much have their own particular smell. I mean,
Yeah, but unless there was some I'm not weird like ones a connoisseur of chocolate.
I don't know
if
I know not teen candy bars.
I mean, I knew dark chocolate. I could tell it was dark. I could tell like a Hershey bar. I could tell milk chocolate. I could tell like
they were throwing like dark Milky Way in there or something. Or
no,
dark
no, there was a Milky Way and there was a Baby Ruth, which was pretty easy. And then there was a Payday, which was pretty simple. And there was peanut M&Ms and plain M&Ms.
Those aren't candy bars.
Well, it's a candy.
And they were melted in there?
Yes. And well, because you saw the colors, they were kind of easy. And then there was one of my friends.
How'd they melt them? They nuke them?
Almond Joy. Yeah, she nuked them.
Nuking diapers.
Yeah. Almond Joy, and there was, $1,000 bar.
Grand bar.
Yeah,
$1,000 bar.
In a million years, would have never known that one.
I don't know what they smell like. I never had one.
There was no
score bar.
No, there wasn't a score.
Zero. No zero.
See, I didn't even know. I would have never thought of that.
You got to have a zero.
Whoppers. That was funny.
Whoppers.
I'm like, that actually looks like a poopy diaper right there. I've seen some like that when they get older.
Yeah. Speaking of poopy diapers.
It was disgusting.
Oh, so anyway, she was there.
But
and
the
I was
shower
home by
was.
Myself.
But the shower was fun. It was good.
So Mima
didn't really know where she was. I don't think she was like, now who's that? What are we doing here?
What's going on?
I don't really know why I'm here.
So hey, Skeeter Pie. Did you have a question? Okay. So we'll get it in a minute. Okay. So they were at that, and I got to be at home, watch the Cowboy game with Jonathan, and then I watched the Green Bay. I watched Brett Favre whip up on Green Bay. That was great.
Yeah, I saw the end of that. That was a good game.
Oh, that was great.
And we got to hear Troy Aikman's commentary on Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was still playing when Troy was playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they played each other. I mean, they're the same age.
Pretty much.
Aren't they close, the same
very,
age?
Very close, yes. Troy said they were asking Troy if he could play a game. Because he's like, you're about the same age as Brett. Could you suit up and play a game? He goes, oh, yeah. I couldn't practice beforehand. I couldn't walk afterwards, but I could play.
I could play a game. One game. Don't make me practice all week. Because you'd have to drag me out.
So that was fun. I got my truck washed. It's been the first sunny day in like a year. So
whatever. A month.
It
was beautiful.
I had to knock the mushrooms off my truck.
It was a beautiful day. Helen vacuumed the car today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of dirty diapers.
Hey, Brad and Faith, Chris here. I just finished listening to your latest episode with Brad talking about the whole controversy over his quote-unquote sexy voice. Sorry.
Is there a controversy? Is it sexy voice gate?
Somebody caught on my throat there. Probably a laugh. Yeah, Brad, did you just try to do the how are you doing? Did you say how are you doing?
How are you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? It works on Faith every time. She blushes every time I do it. If I do it serious, she'll blush every time. It's so cool. I don't do it often. Because I don't want to, I don't want to do it in her not blush. So I save it. I save it for those special moments, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean, don't you?
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't work if you're a Texan. I thought the Texan version was how y'all, what's up y'all or something like that.
That's plural.
I mean, how are you
he
doing?
Doesn't want to know how everybody's doing. Just
how
me.
Y'all doing is if there was a ménage à trois.
We're not into that.
No, we're not into that. So it's not how y'all do it.
No.
New Yorker thing. You know, if you want to know how a New Yorker would say it, or you got to come to a New Yorker. I mean, I live in Washington now, but you grew up in New York. So it's, hey, how you doing?
But that's just disgusting. You don't have a clue. You know what? Let me teach you something. I know you're single and you have a lot of problems getting girls and stuff. You have to depend on podcasts to get you dates and everything. I understand that. But let me teach you something, okay, Chris? When you want to do a how you're doing, first of all, you need to make deep eye contact, okay? You have to look deep, not level eye contact. And eye contact doesn't mean your eyes are contacting her skin somewhere. No, I mean you need to look deep into her eyes. You need to pause. There has to be a pause. Okay, like a poetic pause, not a creepy I'm staring at you pause. Okay, just a poetic pause and a smile. Okay, again, not the creepy, not the creepy I know something you don't know smile. Just the nice friendly smile. Okay, and a deep look into her eyes, and then you deliver from deep inside your soul where your romantic places live. how you doing? And that is how you do it.
There you go.
That's how you say it.
See.
How you doing? Now, the way you said it just definitely says you're definitely not a New Yorker. And just
I'm not trying to be a New Yorker.
You don't see me trying to do pig roast barbecue or deep frying my whatever you guys deep fry down there. So just keep what you're doing. It's cute, all your Texas stuff. And it's easy big boy New Yorker stuff cute. To us, right? So just
did
remember.
Did he call us cute?
Brad, cute.
He belittled
did
us
he
with
just
the word
say,
cute.
Did he just say you and your little friends
you
down
and your little
in Texas?
Friends. You and your little friends do your little Texas thing.
You and your little friends.
Leave the Sasquatch stuff to us.
You doing. See, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
I didn't hear a one sexy how you doing from him.
I didn't either.
Mm-mm. It just doesn't. It's not the same.
And with that, I think we'll go.
Go where? Going anywhere?
I thought that was a good end of the show.
No.
With Chris. How you doing?
We got lots of calls to get through, so we need to book.
All right, book it.
Hey, Brandon, hey, Chris calling again.
Hey, Chris.
Say it here. We'll go on the record. I say unequivocally, or whatever, I can't really pronounce that word too well.
Unequivocally?
Without a doubt that once I have girlfriend progressing to wife, I will put gaming on the back burner.
Thank you.
And hopefully I will find a woman who...
Because as Swifty says on the Red Shift show, gamers are lamers.
Is that what Swifty says? That's she funny.
Enjoys games as well, or at least make and introduce games too. So there you have
it. And she's a gamer, so she can say that.
Thank you, Chris.
If you excuse me, your call's interrupting my gameplay, so I gotta run and talk to you.
As long as your priorities are straight.
Yeah, we don't want to mess that up.
Okay, this is Justin
what?
Space
no,
Turtle.
No, I'm going to juggle
while I'm on this call.
What are you doing?
Right now I'm juggling.
I messed up.
That's the same one we've heard, the juggling.
But I paused it. I already paused it. That was a funny call, though.
It was. Can I go by here? Or I go by here?
Far and near. Near. And
near. Far, where? Oh, there you are.
Oh, that was a good call.
That
thanks.
Was great.
214-529-3071. Whoever you are,
you just said that number out.
They pranked called me.
That has to be Kidge.
Everybody call them and
that
and
has
leave
to be
a,
Kidge because that's
prank
a Dallas
call. Everybody,
number.
Everybody stalk that number. Everybody call
that
me and message
your
at that number.
That's your brother.
Bust it. There's something so wrong with me. I have no clue what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
And of all the songs
bust
to jump
a move.
To, of all the songs
you
to jump
what?
To.
You got it.
On my iPod.
Baby, he's got it.
That is so wrong.
Hey, Brad and Faith, it's Amy walking in the spirit.
Hey, Amy walking in the spirit.
The top and bottom Michael Jackson songs. And
she's actually keeping this call to 1 minute.
Very good. She said she
really
would do better.
That
she said she was going to do.
I enjoy all your podcasts, but that brought back lots of memories
Thank
of my
you.
Childhood.
That's why we do the top five, bottom five, because they're fun. As long as we don't do them too often.
Right.
My brother, he loved Michael Jackson. He was a...
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime we got to get back into our romantic marriage thing.
Right.
We have a lot of that. We have a lot of romantic marriage material.
Yeah.
We got to get back into that.
We were at the mall, quote unquote, on Friday. And
it's a mall. It has a food court and everything.
Yeah. It's not open.
It's open.
It's chained up.
No, it's open.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it was.
There's nothing in there.
Yeah, there was, yes.
No, it's closed.
No, it's not closed. The guy was in there selling hot dogs.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, it looked closed to me.
Well, it closes at 6.
Okay.
It's one store.
One thing.
It's an old jeans plant.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we were there and we ran into what a friend of ours from church and she...
Wait. Let me tell you. When I was a kid, my qualification for a mall was if it had to have a water feature.
A water feature?
If it didn't have a water feature...
Well, this
feature,
isn't a mall then.
It wasn't a real mall.
There's no water feature in this mall.
No.
So anyway, I'm talking.
I meant to continue you and I pushed continue.
So we went because... Looking for jeans for Helen, and we saw.
No, we were looking for a jacket for me, but
no,
you keep
we were
forgetting
for jeans.
That.
That's why I went there.
I
not
know.
For you.
I know.
So, We saw one of our friends from church there.
Yes.
And she mentioned something about, I don't even know how it came up, with Michael Jackson. Something about,
yeah, they were
gonna, oh,
yeah,
they were going to go to the movies. And Brad's like, you go see This Is It. And she goes, no.
No.
And I said,
she was with her mom.
That wasn't her mom.
That was her mom.
That was her mom?
That was her mom.
Really?
Yeah, because she was holding up underwear and making, she was holding up underwear and go, here, mom, you should have this. And in front of me.
That was her mom?
Mom, this is your size. You know, it was giant granny underwear.
How funny.
She goes, here, mom, this is your size right in front of me.
Okay. So.
Stop. She says, be respectful to your mother or something like that. Anyway, go ahead.
I didn't know that was her mother.
That was her mother.
So, anyway.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't know it either until she said that.
But. Okay. So she said, no, I'm going to go see This Is It. And Brad goes, Faith wants to go see it. Like he was going to shame me into it. I'm like, and I said, yeah, I want to go see it. I'm a child of the 80s. You'd make fun of me for wanting to go see it.
I wasn't making,
y'all
fun,
making
of
fun
you.
Of me. And she's like, really? You want to, she made this face at me like, you are so lame. I'm like, I don't care what you think. I'm no, going.
I bet Joe would go see it with me. At all. That was not my intent. Now, I don't want to go see it, but that was not my intent at all.
And you said, I'm going to go see Zombieland.
Yes, I want to go see Zombieland.
So if I'm going to go see,
but it's
This
gone.
Is It.
It's over.
Maybe
it's
Reese will go see it with me.
I'll go see where the wild things are, I guess.
Will Reese go see This Is It with me? It's going to be gone. It's only like out for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. You better go see it this week.
Like tomorrow? Today? Is today it or is that 1 week?
It's only 1 week.
Okay, one more week.
And I remember him having he had a white sequin glove, and he also had like a red leather jacket. And
who are we talking about again?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he,
and
what
I remember.
How young was she?
A kid.
That's what he's known for, is the glove and the socks and the jacket.
Yeah. Well, I knew him before that.
He had that, wore that in Billie Jean. And
yeah.
And I trying to...
Billie Jean beat it.
She's 10 years younger than us.
Yeah.
A moonwalk. And then also Michael Jackson did the like break dancing where he like spun around on the ground, kind of on his back, and then jumped back up. So I remember us trying to do that. And so anyway, just wanted to let you know that I enjoyed that podcast. And you'll probably get a lot of other calls of people who enjoyed that as well. So... anyway,
yes, I deleted all of them.
Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. Thank you, Amy.
Vios con Dios. Yeah, I wish I had a nickel for every bruise and scrape I had from trying to break dance.
Yeah.
Because that
I still can't moonwalk.
Was a horrible fad. Mm-hmm. Whoever invented breakdancing was a masochist.
Yep.
Is that the right word? Mm-hmm. Masochist. I always get that mixed up with sadist.
Masochist is right.
Okay.
You got that one right.
Did
Yay
I?
Yay you.
Yay me. My
you
dad.
Weren't brought down by the curse.
Mm-mm. My dad, I heard my dad doing it the other day, the curse. What was he saying? It was something, I don't remember what it is now. But.
And then it always reminds you.
It's me.
Hey, Justin Lomaster here. I just want to let you know.
Space Turtle.
I don't call anytime
Space
soon. It's because I am letting you catch up on voicemails and not making more.
Thank
Wait,
you.
This is the opposite of help.
That dude's funny. I don't care what you say. I like you. You should like him too.
Hi, Brad and Faith. Scott calling from Media PA.
Hey, hadn't heard from you in a while, Scott from Media
yeah,
PA.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Calling just to hear your new voice message, which I like. And yes, Brad, you do not sound sexy.
Thank you.
Cool. He's accomplished.
Message. I never thought you really sounded sexy. You know, you're...
Hey, y'all don't have to add that part. Look, you call in for 6 months telling me how sexy my voicemails changes, and then I change it, and everybody calls in and say, oh, I never thought
it was,
I... It wasn't me. I didn't think it was sexy. Oh, no. Well, who are all those people calling in telling me I had a sexy voicemail message then?
Very pretty. I'm saying that to you,
personal.
Vios con Dios. So Stavine called mm-hmm. in on the Jen and Dave show. Y'all forgot to check this out. It was hilarious. I think it was on It wasn't on the new Doe one. It was on the one before that. Gin Rocks. It was on Gin Rocks, the show called Gin Rocks. You've got to listen. It's so funny because Stavine calls in and his phone's doing something completely different. Instead of it scraping up next to his beard, it's beeping while he's trying to talk. Every time he'd say a word, it would beep. It would go, you know, like under his voice.
Yeah.
And it didn't sound that bad, but it was annoying Jen really bad. And so then Dave goes off on him and was mimicking me. It was so funny. I mean, he was making fun of me is what he was doing, but it was mimicking me, but mocking me. That's what I'm trying to say.
See, there it is.
Yeah.
There's the curse.
There's the curse.
McFadden curse.
What are you going to do? Was that over? Did I finish that
one? I think so.
Yeah, I finished it. Okay.
Okay.
That was from Squat. Squat from Media Priori. Oh, good grief. You're always rushing me.
I'm not rushing you.
You don't want to give these people a quality show. That's your thing.
Uh-huh.
We've got...
You tell 10, me.
Three.
He tells me. Keep me on track. 13. Don't let me do 50-minute shows. But then when I try to keep him on track, he gets mad at me, and I'm acting like, and then acts like I don't want a podcast.
We have 18 more calls.
Well, I'm sorry. We'll have to do them tomorrow. Helen's got to go to bed.
Well, listen, everybody. We're not going to do this whole newlyweds thing if y'all don't call in with questions. I mean, not calling with questions, but send questions to the Brad.McFadden plus
they
questions.
They haven't caught up yet.
At gmail.com. Okay? So if you want us to do the newlywed game, me and Faith, then you send your questions that you want us to ask each other to that address.
Yes, sir.
Two
Will do.
Two people
Can I send in questions?
Two people have done it, and they both sent like 10 questions. But
can I send a question?
No.
Why?
Because I said no.
Why not?
I made a ruling. I'm going with it. No. Fine. You can talk me into it later if you know what I mean. So I appreciate my brother and the Emperor of Kansas have both sent in questions.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. And they've almost sent in probably enough questions for us to actually do a show. But I would like to get more participation than that.
Okay.
Because if I don't, then I get the feeling nobody cares and nobody wants to do it. But I think it'd be funny. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong before about what's funny.
Yes, he has.
Like today. Like about 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. That's why the show's still going.
That's why the show's still going?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the show was still going because you left me.
That's that little guy, you know, the circle of life thing. Yeah. Isn't he cute?
Why does he have a tail?
He doesn't have a tail? That's part of the spin thing. That's
a tail.
No, that's part of the line.
These are his arms. These are his legs. That's a tail.
That's part of the line.
Is that not a tail?
No.
That better be a tail.
See, that's the wheel there, you know.
But you...
There. You know how we drew that?
I've decided that picture's dirty. I'm throwing it away.
It was not. Whatever. Was it dirty?
You're doodling phallic symbols over there.
How you doing?
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.